Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Everything you need is right here. All of your problems, yes, I'm aware. And when you're down, I'll be right there. You can call on me, 'cause I hear your prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. It's by God's grace, all things through Christ Jesus. No weapon that is formed against you shall not prosper. It may form. It may look like it's going to prosper. It may look like it's getting the best of you, but with God, you always have a chance. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this morning. This is Lively Stones Ministry with the minister Ezekiel Jones. Amen. Coming to you live right here down at the radio station WCNO 89.9 FM in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. First and foremost, I want to just thank God for allowing us to be here on this morning. To thank him for his love and his mercy and his grace. Thank God, amen, for all his wonderful acts and love, kindness, and his tender mercies toward us. And we come to realize that we can't do anything without God. Amen. He's the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. And everything starts and finishes with the Lord. We certainly thank God, amen, for Sister Karen Hubbard, the woman of God, here with us this morning. Program director and also our producer on this morning, the voice of Hidden Places. So we thank God for her, and God is, amen, definitely elevating her. And we thank God for you out there this morning. Thank you for being there and being an ear to want to listen what the Lord is saying in this hour and such a time as this, and such a perplexing, appears to be a complicated world. And if it's not complicated when you in God, even though it's trouble on every side, but not in distress. Might be going through something in your life, but not cast down, not destroyed. Knowing and realizing that we serve a mighty God, and a God of full of compassion and love, because the Lord is so gracious. And we just thank him. We thank him this morning. Hallelujah to Jesus. We're living in a state and a time now where people have and folk is controlled by some type of spirit, and that spirit that a one have now is a spirit of sometimes of not love, sometimes of hatred, sometimes of evil spirit, a spirit that will want to turn he must deteriorate and he must get worse. But how do we conquer evil? We conquer evil by doing good. How do we eliminate hate? By showing love. And to have the love and the bowels of compassion in your heart for others, and having the benevolence of God in your heart, and having the chase. See, the goodness of God is often combined and expressed as the Hebrew word, which is called tov, which means good, which translates to describing the goodness of God and to having the goodness of God in your heart, and that you can walk circumspectly, and you can walk, you can pray, you can watch as you pray, you begin to walk, and you will not lose heart as you continue to endure until the end, to go to run and to see what the end gonna be. And we just thank God, amen, for all of his mercy. Just giving the acclamation and the proclamation and to announcing it is making the announcement and sounding the alarm and making that inclination unto God, something that inclination, the spirit of inclination is wanting to do something good, having a tendency to want to do something good, having a tendency to know that how God has saved us. And we just want to be able to have that evangelical spirit. Amen. Glory to God, which simply means the good news, which simply means the gospel of Jesus Christ, and continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the region, throughout the nation. Jesus told his disciples, go unto all the nation, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And we just thank God for being saved and sanctified this morning and filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time for being here. One more time, oh God, we come as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise, oh God, such as a time as this, oh Lord, we can't get into help but give you glory, oh God, because you've been good to us, oh God. And we just want to thank you for it, oh Lord. We ask you right now to envelope our spirit, oh God, signed, sealed, and delivered, oh God, with a holy unction, oh God, that we might glorify you, that we might praise you, that we might continue, oh God, to look unto a something that is greater than ourselves, a source, amen, the power source, the surge of the reinsurgence of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. Help us, oh now, oh God, that you will continue, oh Lord, to have your way, oh God, in your people's life out there this morning, oh God. Somebody, oh Lord, need a word from you. Somebody needs some encouragement on this morning, oh God. You would not disappoint and inspect the heart, oh Lord, that you have said, oh God, that you will, oh God, be, amen, that light and shining armor. Oh Lord, help us to walk as children of the daytime and not children of the night. Oh God, help us to overcome, oh God, evil, oh God, with good. Give us the spirit of the discernment, oh God, that we might know, oh God, that we are the children of God. In the name of Jesus, we be so careful and honorable to give you the praises and the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, people of God. Amen. We thank him for such a wonderful day. Again, it's raining outside, and I believe we need the rain. And it's been so dry as of late, but this is how God operates. God operates in the storms. He operates in the third heavens, and he operates in what he gives seed and the buds unto the earth, that it may nourish the ground. So forth be as the word of the Lord will be, that as he would nourish the ground, he will also nourish you. And God knows that at times farmers need water, plants need water, grass need to be watered. And you begin to see revolutionalize that God will bring everything back green here on this earth. Glory to God. And for our body and our soul is just as a flower, that it appears just for a little while and then it vanish away. We ought to take great delight in ourselves, great delight in the time, because time is of the essence now that we're living in. Now we're living in the dark and evil days. It's not coming, but it is yet pressing its way upon us now. And to know that whom we serve is a great reinsurance, knowing that I am not nervous, I'm not shaking about these perilous times, that when one would pick up something of some weapon of sort and kill someone or take someone else's life for literally no reason because of a attitude, because of something that somebody said or something. I just feel like I just want to go in and oppose violence on someone and take one's life. But I come to tell you this morning that God is the judge, and charge ye therefore, brethren, that God shall come and judge the quick and the dead in his kingdom at his appearing. Glory to God. And we all have to get accountability for where we at in our life now. And we have to get into the area and get into a position to know, amen, whom side that we're on. If we're going to stand on the Lord's side, we're going to continue to allow the enemy to practice his deceit, the enemy to continue to afflict and conflict and call destructive in our lives, in our homes. The Bible souls declare in the book of Ephesians, that 6th chapter, verse 12. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And it's an atmosphere that controls someone. It's not, I don't have all against my brother. It is the spirit that defiles a man. It's a spirit that enter into a man. And then the out of the abundance of the out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. This is one that cannot tame his tongue and be saying all type of derogatory stuff, you know, that's coming out, and it defiles the temple of God. And you know, I am got to a point in my life, and you know, by my spiritual journey with the Lord here, and as I continue with my life on this journey, I don't take it for granted by any means, and you shall be likewise, my friend, where when you're walking with the Lord and you have a sincere heart and your mind have been completely transformative, and you have decided to, for God, that I'm going to live for God, I'm going to die, whatever the state is, whatever the situation is, because see, the word of the Lord said that God is love. According to John 3:16, God so loved this world so much that he gave his only begotten son. And once he gave his only begotten son, that I am walking in the elements of that. I'm walking in the constitute of that, and that constitute me of being on solid foundation, that constitute me of being in a place of being somewhat equivalent, amen, and somewhat in, you know, with the Lord Jesus, because the Bible souls declare, amen, let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in you. So I am protected. I'm not nervous, you know what I mean? And folks who that is not in the Lord, you should get in a place where you should be somewhat worried, somewhat that you don't have the hedge of protection around you now. So be it that God love each and every one that's here on this planet. He love them. But God wants you to be saved. He wants you to be set free. He wants you to be turned from your wicked ways and turn unto the Lord. According to 2 Corinthians 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. And that is the key word, to humble yourself and to come up under subjection to the Lord, to just recognize who God is in your life, to recognize that the reason why nothing happened to you as of yet, because God had his hand on you for years. He had his hand on you for years, and God knows the where you go. God knows your walk. He knows your life. He knows your desire. He knows your downset. He knows your uprising. He's everywhere. Glory to God. The infinite wisdom of God, the omniscience of God, and the knowledge of God, the eternity of God. Amen. Glory to God. That heaven and earth adores him. Amen. And to come into a place and to knowledge, amen, of God. You know, you're not your own anymore. You've been brought with a price from the Most High. Amen. God. Glory to God. Bless his name. Bless his name. It's just a wonderful thing to realize when where we at now compared to where we was before. And it got to be a progression in a one's life. You can't just stay in the same area. You know, it, as you develop your Christian growth and your spiritual growth with God, there have to be some growing pains. There have to be some stages that you have to go through in a one's life in order to get where you need to be at. There's an hour at times where a person will feel weak and feel discouraged and feel like God is not on your side. It seems like you all alone in this. But in a sense, when you feel that way, this is why there's you feel in this way, because there's no closeness. There's no relationship with God. As you begin to look into the word of the Lord, the Bible souls declare Ephesians 3, 17, that the word of Christ may dwell richly in your heart, and by all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And when I am perfect example for myself, when I'm in the Lord and when I begin to dissect the word of God, and God begin to drop the word of the Lord in my spirit, the word of God, and I begin to less worry. I don't ponder on things. I don't think about where I'm going to meet this need, sitting there worrying about trying to figure things out for myself and things of this matter, because I know that I serve God wholeheartedly, and I know the word of the Lord begins to reveal itself unto me, e much the more as you read the word of God. The Bible souls declare 2 Timothy 3:16, for the word of God is inspiration, is given for profit and doctrine, for improve and instructions, that and equip you, and the man of God be perfectly furnished in every good work, and to be complete in every good work. Because see, the enemy comes to just discourage you. The enemy comes to just give you the spirit of doubt and the spirit of uncertainties, and he comes to make it seems like to with a word, you know, the word of the Lord is uncompromised. And God's word is true. And when you begin to believe God's word, and from Genesis to Revelation, you cannot compromise with the enemy. You have to stand on the word of God. And see, that is the problem now, and sometimes in when on our Christian journey, folk that want to hear what they want to hear. And, you know, and but we can't get to, let's cut to the chase, let's cut to the meat and the potatoes and tell you, amen, for holiness without shall no man see the Lord. You know, I can't continue to, you know, serve the Lord when I want to serve God, and when it's convenient for me, I serve God. And when I don't feel like it, then I just, you know, back off somewhat. No, I'm going to serve him. I'm going to serve him to the uttermost. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to bless him when I'm doing good. And I'm going to bless him when I'm not doing so good. And I'm going to bless him when persecution and trials and tribulations and things begin to occur in my life and seem like things unraveling in my life. And I just know that it is just a period, that a spiritual growth or maturity that I'm going through in my life. I'm not going to run away like a dog with his tail between his legs. No, I'm going to stand still and stand firm and then begin to see the salvation of the Lord. See, we got to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'm reminded in the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter, around about the 12th and 14th verse there, where Satan was in heaven, was in heaven at one point. And Satan said these words. He said that I will exalt my throne above the throne of God. I will sit in the congregation and above the stars of God, and I'll be like the Most High God. And he was a fallen angel, and he was cast out of heaven because that he, the spirit of hate, the spirit of deceitfulness, the spirit of takeover spirit, the dictate spirit, and you know, the light that once shined bright had went dim, and he was cast out, and he was going into the bottomless pit of abyss, and you know, and he was a fallen angel, see, and this is the point where, see, at some time it looks good. Sometimes, see, Satan would try to play topsy-turvy with your mind, and he's on the warpath. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But for this reason, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. It might look good. It might shaped up good. It might sound good. It may appear to be good, but you have to know the fruits for how they bear. You got to, you'll know them with the fruits, that how they bear their fruit. And you see, an evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit, lest they be hewed down and cast into the fire. But a good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit. But to be good, amen, and to realize and understand that God is a good God, and that God loved his people, God loved his children, and Satan was one of the most precious angels, but he one of the most beautiful angels, sung in the heavenly choir, you know. But at the times when we in the atmosphere, when times we in the spiritual realm of God, see, the word atmosphere, that word atmosphere, seems do. It's like it's something that is in the clouds or something in the sky. See, but the third heaven, when Paul say I was caught up in the third heaven, when Paul began to have a vision in that 2 Corinthians, that's 12 chapter verse 3, he had a vision, amen, that he had a supernatural encounter, amen, with the Lord, that he was caught up in the third heaven, in the spiritual realm of God, that he was right there, amen, looking, amen, at God. But Paul was speaking to himself in that, he called it a spiritual high. And see, sometimes, and a lot of times when we go into that spiritual high, we feel good. We don't feel nervous. We don't feel troubled. We don't feel no kind of ways tired. We know that if we just continue to do the work of the Lord, we continue to hold fast to that which is good. If we continue, amen, to call upon him while he is near nigh, if we continue to walk in the goodness of God, that we shall not fear what man shall do unto us, no matter, amen, how they persecute, no matter what they're talking about, no matter how your past used to be, glory to God, but look at me now. See, God will turn something of a remnant, between a little bit that you had what God had done, a little bit that God seen in you. God have made it to be astronomical. God have made it to be enormous, amen, with you right now. That's why you are who you are right now, because you're living for the Lord, and you would not take down, you would not, amen, get to the point where you will not be denied. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Love of God. The Hebrew word for love is ahava, which means to desire or to like. And God wants that and good deeds from us. It's not so much our good deeds. It's not so much of our good deeds. But God want that heart. God want that desire. See, and Satan had a heart of hatred and malice and maliciousness. It's the word mean hate, malice, you know, control, you know. And when we in the Lord, when we're serving him truly, you know, we have an ear to listen to each and everybody and grasp the Holy Word. Each and everybody. We don't try to exalt ourselves, because we know God will exalt us in due season. And it just appears that everybody want to be the center of attention. The Bible souls declare, be slow to speak, but to be swift to hear. Glory to God. And I always often have been told that I have a spirit of complimentary, and I'm a very complimentary type person. Very much so. And very observant. And this is how we're supposed to be in the Lord, where we see and turn our attention to what the root of the problem is. And there's a problematic problem here in our society today, in our nation, here on today. There's not enough care. There's not enough concern. There's not enough love for our fellow brother, for our dear sister. And that is the agape love of Jesus Christ, the unconditional love. See, this is how we're going to win one another over, with the love of God. The love of God is to delight of oneself or have a desire to want to please God in every aspect, because God is love. And he that is of God loves. And if I see my brother every day, and I say that, and for God I don't see, and I see my brother every day. Every day I see my brother. But yet though I love my brother, but how can I love my brother who I see every day, and God, whom I have not seen, but I love God? And here it is, your brother here every day. First, the judgment starts at home, and it spreads abroad. And charity, it starts at home, that spreads abroad. What I mean by judge your own self. Judge not unless you be judged. And it is the whole key and the whole foundation for where we at now in our walk with the Lord, and to ruminating, which means to meditate on God's word and the divine inclination, and to give it unto God. Allow God to be who we say he are in our life. We certainly thank God for you joining us here on this morning. It is he. We live and move and have our being. We thank him for all what he have done and what he's going to do in the past, and what he done in the past and what he's doing in this present future, in this time now, in this hour, such as this. The enemy is on the warpath. We watch the news. We see some things happen very unseemly. In perilous times is here. Jesus said that it'll come a day that daughter-in-laws will be against mother-in-laws, and fathers against sons. And what makes a one, you know, pick up a weapon and take someone else's life like that? It is just controlled by the spirit of wickedness. And as a group of folk and a group of people in the body of Christ, the remnant, for us ones that believe, and God took all us as a corporate, Jehovah Elohim, the Lord our God, took us as a corporate group of people to lift up the nation, and begins to come together and pray ye one for another that you might be healed with the anointing that destroys the yoke. We see our time have roughly come to an end. We thank you for listening in on this morning. And if it had not been for the Lord, for all his goodness, blessed be the name of the Lord. We love you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Yeah.
We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.